everyone. I'm Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and I am talking today with Whitney Hauser, who has some lectures at the Twin Cities Ocular Surface Disease Symposium, and we're going to talk with her today about identifying and treating meibomian gland dysfunction. Whitney, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Gretchen.
It's always great to talk to you, and on this topic, there is a lot of conversation about MGD, so which is more difficult for practitioners, identifying it or treating it?
The answer is yes. Is that a yes or no question? The answer is yes. It's both. It's both. You know, when it comes to MGD, we've heard so much about the ubiquity of it, and we've heard that so many of our patients are subject to MGD, you know, upwards of 86% for the LIMP study in 2012. That's often quoted. So it's not that we don't have those patients in our practice, but a lot of those patients go underdiagnosed, if not diagnosed. So I think diagnosis is really important. And really all that requires a lot of times is looking and listening. While a lot of the diagnostic toys and tools are valuable, and I use them in daily practice, I think the keys to anything are listening to your patient, getting a good case history, understanding what their struggles are in terms of appearance, vision, and comfort, and then getting behind the slit lamp and taking a look. I think a lot of times in our daily practice, we get so busy with, you know, we've got the next patient waiting. And unfortunately, where we are right now, we're trying to move so efficiently through our exams for safety reasons that we might move too quickly past the lids and lashes and miss some of those MGD cases. So diagnosis is truly important. Then being appropriately aggressive with the treatment of those patients is important as well. So we need to not only treat them, but treat them appropriately aggressive. And by that, I mean, we can start with something like a beaded mask, a warming mask, but then we might need to push the envelope. We don't want to let those patients tread water too long, because patients who tread water and don't really feel that symptomatic improvement are going to be the most subject to finding another doctor who might do something different. We don't want those patients churning out to other doctors from our practices.
That's a really good point. If you had one pearl to offer your fellow colleagues about treating MGD, what would that be?
It's probably a little bit of what I just said. You know, get in there, and every patient has different objectives. Most are going to primarily want symptomatic improvement. Once you know what their objective is, you want to outline what you can and can't do and sort of the time frame for that. So if you start with a warming mask and you say, if you don't get where you want to be, I've got something, you know, that we can do after this. Make sure that the patient understands what's going on in your mind, because a lot of times doctors don't really share their plan. And by plan, I mean outside of that initial visit. And then the patient's perception sometimes is that we're changing horses midstream. Oh, well, that didn't work. Now let's try this. But in the heart of hearts of the doctor, they all along had a little bit of a long-term plan in mind.
Right.
So make sure that you give them at least a, you know, little bit of insight into what you're thinking, and that will bring them back in for other treatments.
That is some really great advice. Whitney, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Gretchen.